There are plenty of things you'll only find in Oregon. Recently added to the list is a scenic bikeway program, being called the first of its kind in the nation. The idea is for locals to ID the best bike routes with the best views, and then the Oregon State Parks helps out with a little signage and getting the word out. The latest route started near Ashland. It starts near Ashland, and it's 55 miles of mostly steep terrain through the Cascades. Riders are convening this weekend for the first time since the Cascade Siskiyou Scenic Bikeway got its stripes, and an organizer for the ride joins us in the studio now. Jenna Stanky-Marmon is Bicycle and Pedestrian Program Manager for Jackson County, and our next guest. Jenna, welcome to The Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back on the program. Can you tell us a little bit more about the history of the Oregon Scenic Bikeway Program? What makes it special?
Sure. So, Travel Oregon and Oregon State Parks recognized that we had this great scenic byways program in the country, and they thought, wow, what if we started looking at the best of the best rides in Oregon, bike rides? And so from there, it just blossomed, and State Parks manages the program through a great coordinator, and Travel Oregon and the Oregon Tourism Commission help partner to promote the rides. So I know that scenic bikeways have been, for example, on a billboard in Times Square and also throughout the world. So Travel Oregon is actually promoting this program throughout the world.
Okay, so I saw that people love to kind of lay claim to superlatives and hyperbole, saying this is the first of its kind in the nation, but you're saying it's got more of a precedent, or did Oregon State Parks look to somewhere else in planning? Where should we do routes and how should we promote them?
Yeah, so not to be confused with the byways program.
Oh, which the is actually, byways.
Right, yes.
So deconfuse me, please.
Okay, so scenic byways have been around for, gosh, I don't know, I'd have to go look in my history books.
Yeah,
a long time. Uh-huh. And those were routes that people could drive and have, you know, great views and see the greatest parts of our country. So coming from that, blossoming from that is bikeways. So,
and that's new.
Right.
And that's okay. But you bring up an interesting point there. You know, these bikeways, they're not being designated in conjunction with bike lanes being built. So,
right, exactly.
Is that a pushback that you get? People say, well, I still end up as peanut butter on the side of the road.
There's definitely some question about designating these areas where there aren't designated bike lanes or, the space on the side of the road. But, you know, in a lot of areas in Oregon, people are starting to recognize that bicycle tourism can really boost rural economies. And so you'll see when you're riding in rural Oregon, where cars will give you a lot of space when they pass you because they recognize you. The term I've heard is a wallet on wheels.
Uh-huh.
So you're bringing your dollars and bringing your tourism efforts to rural Oregon, and people recognize that and give people extra space.
A wallet on wheels, I guess, whatever it takes to make the world a slightly more courteous place. I think there's around 15 of these designated scenic bikeways around the state, and most of them are in eastern Oregon. Did you look to that area, or how does that compare with, say, what's just been designated this last year in Ashland, the Cascade Siskiyou Scenic Bikeway?
So the way the process works is a local proponent group actually proposes the route. So it's not the state saying, okay, where are our best rides? It's somebody locally, in this case, Jackson County, the Ashland Convention Visitors Bureau, the Siskiyou Velo, a whole bunch of different stakeholders got together. And we said, okay, you know, this is Southern Oregon. I work for Jackson County. Where do we want to identify the best route in Jackson County? And the theory isn't that this is the only great route in Southern Oregon in Jackson County. This is a route that we want to highlight, but we want people to come and we want them to stay and we want them to ride, you know, the pear orchards and the vineyards and the Applegate and all these different routes. But this is the one that's sort of the best in Southern Oregon. And of course, you know, people have strong opinions, and there's some people who think that maybe this isn't the best of the best. But we thought, for our purposes, and knowing that, again, Jackson County is a proponent as well as the City of Ashland and the Ashland Visitors and Convention Bureau, that this would be a good start to our scenic bikeway program in Southern Oregon. So the other routes, you can imagine, are the exact same thing, where someone locally is saying, hey, we've got a great ride in our area, and then they get together with some other stakeholders and they promote their ride. And then after that, it's proposed to State Parks, and State Parks comes with a scenic bikeway committee, and they actually ride the route and they say, yeah, this passes muster, or no, this isn't as good as some of the other ones we've seen. Mm-hmm. And then it either moves forward for designation or it doesn't. So right now you'll see, yes, exactly, there are actually a significant amount of designated routes north in the northern half of the state. Mm-hmm. There's only three in the southern half. But that's just all based on local proponent groups getting together and actually promoting something.
A very strong proponent is with us here in the studio. We're talking with Jenna Stanky-Marmon. She is Bicycle and Pedestrian Program Manager for Jackson County. You can join this discussion if you have thoughts about the Scenic Bikeways Program or the new route, the Cascade Siskiyou Scenic Bikeway. We'll get into the details of that route after this. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. So, Jenna, tell us more about the Up and Down Ride coming up this Saturday on the first. It's the first organized ride, right?
Yeah, we had a smaller organized ride through the Siskiyou Velo that was really informal when we were first designated. But this is the first full-on attempt. It roughly follows the medium-length route for the Mountain Lakes Challenge, what used to be the Mountain Lakes Challenge, which was a successful ride that was organized historically in our area. It's 51 miles, 5,100 feet of climbing, so it's definitely not, for your weekend cyclist who maybe rides the flat ground, or like me, I commute to White City from Medford and back, and I probably need to use a little bit more of a hilly terrain to train for this for this route. We start and end at Emigrant Lake, and we have some great rest stops at Tub Springs as well as Howard Prairie Resort. It'll be a great barbecue lunch at the end, and should be a good time.
Yeah, I mean, looks like one of these sections, the grade averages 7% going up to the Green Springs from the Immigrant Lake area. It sounds like this program is largely aimed at out-of-towners as opposed to something like the Bear Creek Greenway, which you were also instrumental in creating. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think the goal, like I mentioned before, is to get folks to come here to do the scenic bikeway route, but then to stay and do the other things, or to bring their families, and maybe their families go on the Bear Creek Greenway and ride and discover that great resource. So the goal is to provide one opportunity, but then to also highlight our other opportunities for biking in Southern Oregon. We really have tremendous bicycling opportunities in Southern Oregon. And the ride, is not just to attract people from out of the area, but also to have locals celebrate this great resource. There's a lot of people that say, oh, I ride this all the time, and, why would I pay to ride it? And the proceeds go to the Bear Creek Greenway program, so to further expand and improve the trail. So it's a good cause, and it's a good celebration, and our goal is to get people really excited, both locally and from out of the area.
What is the cost to register if you do it tomorrow morning?
I believe it's $65.
Saturday morning?
Yeah, Saturday morning is $70.
And supports the Bear Creek Greenway. Going back to this question, though, of economic development being tied to putting a name on something that people are already doing. I mean, people are already biking this route, but now there's signage and there's promotional materials out there. Has this been quantified in other places? You said the northern half of the state has many more scenic bikeway designations than the southern part of Oregon. So, in pitching this, did you have to come up with a number or look to a place where you say, hey, this worked, look?
Right. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that Travel Oregon is really good at is performing research on these things. And they have done a couple studies, one on bicycle tourism generally. And we know that bicycle tourism brings roughly 400 million annually to the state of Oregon, and roughly 40 million annually to Southern Oregon. And those numbers are a few years old, so they could have significantly actually increased. But then the Scenic Bikeways program itself in 2014 brought 12.4 million annually to the state. So they can provide definite economic boosts to areas that are looking for increased tourism. It's an extra push to get people to come here again. You have people come down and do the up and down ride, and then maybe next time they bring their whole family and they stay for the weekend, and that's really your goal.
How many riders are you expecting at the up and down ride? And this is Saturday, July 23rd, starting out near Ashland. 5,100 feet in 51 miles. Pretty business there.
Yes, and you know, one of the things that we've recognized is that particular route isn't necessarily going to grab a couple of audiences. One, obviously, is the folks that don't want to ride a huge hill and climb and climb and climb. But the other that we're missing are the century riders who want to ride even, believe it or not, longer. They want to ride 100 miles. So for this year, we're hoping for 100 at least.
100 riders.
Yeah, 100 riders on Saturday morning. But as we look to the future, there's a good chance that we'll be expanding the routes and looking to a more family-friendly route, as well as bringing back that century ride.
We've been talking about the economic impacts of a well-loved bikeway. What are some of the social impacts?
You know, I mean, getting people out and riding bikes is always a good thing from a health standpoint, as well as a community-building standpoint. I don't know about you, but when I ride my bike to work, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot more motivated. I feel a lot happier. And I think there are lots of studies proving that this is the case. There's workplaces like the Rogue Creamery, like Rogue Federal Credit Union, that are actually recognizing this and promoting people biking to work as part of their employment opportunities, because they recognize that people are happier and healthier if they're using active transportation modes.
And Jenna Stanky-Marmon, as the Bicycle and Pedestrian Program Manager for Jackson County, in addition to programs like this where you're getting the word out, where do we stand on actually changing policy and infrastructure to shift to more people-based transportation?
You know, there's lots of different conversations going on around that. I'm currently the chair of the Oregon Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee, and there's a lot of statewide conversations going on around that as well. So at the statewide level, they just adopted the state bicycle and pedestrian plan, and the next step is actually implementing that plan. And a lot of the conversations are around, okay, we've been building these bike lanes on roadways and thinking, well, okay, we're done. But really, we're not, because the problem with bike lanes on roadways is if the roadways are high speed and high traffic, it's not comfortable.
Right.
So if you're driving your car and you look over and you think, oh my gosh, that guy's crazy for riding his bike here, or she's crazy for riding her bike here, chances are that that's not a very comfortable facility. So we're looking more for the kinds of facilities that will attract families, the eight-year-old to 80-year-old, you know, people who are what we call interested but concerned. So we want people who – so to describe that a little bit better.
Yeah, please do.
So in multiple surveys of folks, people fall into one of a few categories. One category is they're not going to ride. They're just not going to ride bikes. No way, no how, we call them. Then we have the interested but concerned, and then we have the strong and fearless. And the interested but concerned tend to make up the biggest chunk of the
most of us,
pretty much all of us, right? We're not super comfortable sharing the roadway with big traffic, with lots of fast moving traffic. But
basic self preservation.
But we do want to ride our bikes.
Right.
I mean, we do. Like, if we had the choice to ride our bike to get to the store to get that gallon of milk, we'd do that. So we're learning about new facility types that really are comfortable for a more broad spectrum of our population. And those kinds of facility types really facilitate more biking. And you can look in communities throughout the country and throughout the world where they've implemented these kinds of facilities, and their mode share, their biking split is up.
Well, is the Bear Creek Greenway a shining example of this?
Perfect example. Yep, uh-huh. Exactly. So we have in Southern Oregon this great facility, right? We have it took 40 years to get the 20 miles that we have. But now the question is, how do we better connect it to our regional destinations? So we are actually embarking on a regional active transportation plan that will consider how people access the Greenway and access regional destinations in our Metropolitan Planning Organization.
And the Greenway, it's unique because it's a trail that goes along Bear Creek, and you don't actually have to interact with the roads or the cars. I think there's a couple of crossings, maybe two, she knows.
Exactly two.
So a pretty special way to move between Medford and Ashland on a bicycle or on foot, if you prefer. We've got a comment here, a question from Boyd in Wolf Creek. Boyd says, how does the Wild Rogue rate for cycling Wolf Creek, Grave Creek, and along the Rogue River Canyon to Merlin?
I think I heard about a group that had gotten together and was going to promote that route as a potential route, but I don't know how far they went in the process. But if, again, Jackson County, we need somebody from Josephine County to promote that. That's not necessarily something I can do in, with my Jackson County hat.
So, yeah, in terms of creating your own hat, if someone out there is in a community where they want to create more of a will to build this bike culture, build the infrastructure, and also build the promotional sort of oomph behind it to bring tourists in, where do they even begin?
They can start at Travel Oregon and look under the bicycle tourism development. And you can actually ask, you can request Travel Oregon to come down and host a bicycle tourism workshop. And they will help get people together and organize and find a common ground and help you move forward towards a goal of attracting more cyclists to your community.
All right. We've been talking with Jenna Stanky-Marmon. Jenna, we've got time for one more question here. Again, the sort of impetus for this interview is Saturday, July 23rd, the up and down ride on the newly designated Cascade Siskiyou Scenic Bikeway. Not for everyone, 5,100 feet of climbing and 51 miles. Why do people who, what did you call us, the interested but...
Interested but concerned.
Interested but concerned. Say I'm a little, I'm interested, but I'm a little too concerned to actually do this ride. What can be my takeaway from all this information?
Well, I think, you know, my hope is just to get people motivated and get people out there. And you know, if you look at your bike in the garage today, when you get home, you can say, hey, maybe I'll pump up those tires and ride to work tomorrow. I mean, it really is about just starting somewhere, right? I mean, everybody's got the story. Well, I got back into biking, and then some people maybe are never going to do this ride, and that's absolutely fine.
You're right.
But we definitely do want people to consider shifting trips to walking and biking to have a happier, healthier community.
And if I'm in that fast and furious class of people who might actually want to do this ride, where can I find more information, or can I register the morning of?
You can register the morning of at Emigrant Lake County Park between 7 and 9. You have to be on the course by 9. You can also go to upanddownashland.com to find out everything you need to know.
All right. Our guest has been Jenna Stanky-Marmon, Bicycle and Pedestrian Program Manager for Jackson County and an organizer of the Up and Down Ride. Jenna, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.